No, I was I had to level my backyard.
Oh.
We had some water coming in. So I had to like eye it up and see how I could divert the water. My family's really into that. My dad loves diverting water via landscaping.
Really?
Oh, dude. Our basement used to be gushing, dude.
That is cool as hell. Dude. The closest I've come is sandcastles, but that's always a very enjoyable moment when you dig out a little tunnel for the water.
It's all the same thing, yes. Dude. It's all the same thing. But yeah, we were getting big time water in our basement, and he laid some landscape. He's really into like surveying where water's coming and how to like block it away from a house.
Yeah, that's nice.
A lot goes into it.
Managing water.
I like managing water in the shower. Let it run down my arm and I point it at things.
Yeah, I do too.
Like a loogie I spit on the fucking tub and I'm like, you gotta get rid of that. I keep it lower than this.
That's all. It is. It's a force push.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sick move.
And I divert it.
That's legendary.
Mm-hmm.
So fucking fun.
That's my new move. To anybody out there that wants to try to heckle me, you're getting hit with that.
That's something you hear and you instantly want to steal. Be like, I could do that.
You can do it.
No,
I'd be happy.
That's urine, bro.
No, I'd like you to do it.
Do you want me to send an
I'd like you to do it. I think you. I don't know if I want you to do Hadouken, but I want you to do
just
a
fucking.
No, I want you to do a. Who's the Marvel guy that you liked?
You're talking about talking about from Street Fighter.
No, I'm talking in Doctor.
Oh, Doctor Strange.
Yeah, I want you to. If someone starts heckling you, just hit him with like a.
Dude, sending a fireball someone who's heckling you is the best.
Yeah, like get to the jokes.
It would be nice if you spotted a guy kind of leaning on his chair and hit him with that.
I mean, that would it'd be over. Dude, I might set up a plant and start putting YouTube videos out about Hadouking.
Have like a fake bad fall. Be like, dude, that was crazy. Oh my god, guys, it's crazy. You should get, how much do you think it would cost to have security, like your own security at a comedy club who would like fucking like scared, like jack people up.
Screaming people's faces.
Yeah, like fuck them up.
Holy fuck, that'd be awesome.
It'd be a few hunch.
I could give a guy $50 at most clubs. Yeah, dude, motherfuck this dude.
Yeah,
like
true.
If somebody talks, get in their face and be like, shut the fuck up. I'll fuck your wife.
That'd be an easy fix.
Yeah.
Hit him with a couple of fucking... Maybe a huger and like $50.
Give him an Adderall.
Give him a fucking huger.
Give him an Adderall and be like, dude, go wild
on
everybody.
$100 and fucking 30 milligrams of Adderall to keep this thing totally contained. Just making girls cry.
Yes.
Shut up, you fucking bitch! You bitch. He has to be big enough to beat up anyone's boyfriend in the room. What are you gonna do, pussy? Shut up.
Get like three of them. Three giant dudes.
Fuck,
surround
dude.
A table.
Just three major pains, dude.
Yes. Yes. And rain hell on anybody. Somebody orders too loud, be like, boys.
Get the fuck
destroy
out.
This fucking guy.
You could do this.
Yeah, not in any funny way though.
No.
Like I want to destroy hecklers without like wit. Or anything funny. No
just
good comebacks.
Force. Just force.
Pure violence. Yeah.
They don't kick him out. They just stand around the table and eat his food.
And hoot at him, eat his food.
Jeer at his girlfriend. They're big Revolutionary War soldiers, dude.
Yes, and never stop.
You have to give them quarters,
They will take quarters. They will sit down at your table and start eating.
That would be... Dude, I'm telling you, you could do this and run a very tight ship.
Yeah.
And people would be like, yo, whoa, chill with that. Like, if they get caught with a phone, you fucking step on it.
Yeah. I wonder how much it would cost to... Maybe rig up some type of pulley system. So if you did hit someone with a Hadouken, they flew to the back of the room. You know what I mean? Or levitated and you force hold them. That's what I thought. Shut the fuck
up. Dude, that would be so sick. You should go to Helium or wherever else and come down like from like 9 feet from the ceiling on a cable.
Because you could rig yourself up. Like, if they start getting you mad, you start levitating.
If you wore all black and they put you up in the ceiling and after the feature, like the host comes back out, you slowly descend from 7 feet. You've been there the whole time. You've been up... You could do this, dude. How dedicated are you?
I'd be so happy. What would be so funny is if they noticed me during the during the feature set, just on the roof,
like a bat, dude. Yeah. You'd have to trick out the lighting so you can't be
descend slowly. A true vampiric entrance. Oh, fuck.
Oh, there's so much sick shit you could do.
Yeah, if you got pulleyed out and I was supposed to be levitating, but I was too heavy, so my feet just dragged.
You should be attached to pulley at all times and have like your one leg lift. You should add like an aerial aspect to your show.
Yeah, a little Cirque du Soleil just type. Just occasionally like ride up a curtain.
You could do this. This wouldn't be, dude. You could do this.
You know what would be tight is to run along the back wall at Helium real quick. Real crouching tiger out of nowhere. Oh
just
my
pop
god!
Pop on your tippy toes, dude. That'd be so sick if you just jumped and just fucking levitated and came down
and never acknowledged it. Just back to the show.
I mean, how much were you talking to get a little crouching tiger action?
Probably not that much.
It's like, and then I was like, shut up, dad. And you just fucking ran along the walls.
Would you guys rather 69 your dad or get shot in the head? Bam.
Fuck.
Now, man. That's a show.
That's a show. I want to get into showmanship, dude.
You are a bit of a showman. You played the flute.
I'm tipping my toes in the water.
Yes.
I Pied Piper myself out on stage.
I actually was just talking to Matt or Chris about this. I'm getting too much into showmanship.
What are you talking about? How's it?
Half my set, there's not even material. I'm just up there like, have you guys heard of this? Have you thought of this? Have you even thought of it?
Yeah, but it's fun.
It's fun, but
it's so funny.
It's going
to
make for a bad hour.
Nah,
just live. It'll be fun.
This next hour, you should go pure physical comedy, big energy, act out.
Demand a lot from the crowd. Yeah. I just want to demand more. I need the crowd to give me more, dude.
Yeah. Dude, if you combine pulley and flute,
you start playing and elevated.
I mean, you could save
now
yourself.
Now we're talking a show.
You could genuinely save yourself the trouble of developing material with just a little bit of fucking.
Yeah, you can smash watermelons.
True.
Yeah. You can go through. I mean, I don't know his material. I'm sure it was.
I might shove a watermelon up my ass.
Give birth.
But yeah, dude.
Wait, we kind of gleaned over this. Do you ever get worried if like a young kid sits on your lap, you're going to get a boner?
It's not like
worried. I've worried about that before for sure.
You definitely think about it. It's like, don't get fucking. Because it's still pressure on your dick.
Yeah.
No matter what it is.
True. I always
readjust.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially when you have kids. You know, like a kid like sitting on your lap constantly. It's like, I wonder if people think about that. They're like, because they're right on your fucking Johnson.
Yeah, I mean,
dude. It's not even like
it's not every time. It's not every time
I
hold a kid.
But
I'm
it's not
like every time I pick up a kid, I'm not like, don't get fucking hard. Don't get hard.
I know
what
I'm saying. Like, it's the thoughts definitely occurred. You're like, that would suck if I got like a rager right now. But it's got to be like, you know, if you have someone squirming around in your lap, that's just basic physics, dude. That's just dick skin and weight. Like, you know, so I don't know. I wonder if any new dads getting hard for your kids, let me know. That's just dick physics, dude. Kid just
squirming around.
Have you ever had an erection that you were unhappy that you had?
Yeah, for sure.
Which one?
Never really.
Any church boner.
Church, I kind of relish. I like getting like a.
Push them against
when
the
I
pew.
Kneel in church, I like to just sit there and rock and swing my balls around. That's always my favorite thing to do, just kind of like move my butt around. My balls
I was tall enough
swing.
At the time that the pew in front of me was right dick level. I could just mash it into that fucking thing.
That's not bad.
Yeah, that was nice.
Or do like a little flip. That was like a fucking
tuck method. Yeah.
Groundbreaking discovery in grade school to learn how to. I used to always get boners right before recess. I would sit there and just go like, what the fuck? And I look up and like, oh my God, we're getting out of class in 5 minutes. It was crazy. Every time before, like I was about to get up in grade school, I'd get a boner. So we actually had a thing in our grade school. We used to call it it was like the boner club or some dumb shit. But we would like, if you got a boner, you'd like stand up and like on gym day when people wore sweatpants and you'd stand up and like just flex your boner to the class and sit
really?
Back down.
Yeah. Oh, you were in all boys school.
No, in grade school I was with boys and girls. So you'd stand up and like flex a boner and then like sit down and then like you were supposed to do it when the teacher wasn't looking. And then we convinced the kid to like walk all the way to the tissues to grab a napkin. And like when he was up there, we're like, Tommy, what are you doing? He's standing there with a boner. Classic.
Yeah, MRBs, dude. No reason boners.
But yeah, I've definitely had some boners that I'm like, what the fuck? But I don't know, though. More and more, it's like, I don't get them like that.
Yeah.
Like if I get a boner, I'm like, sick, I got a fucking boner. Or now it's just like, you know, they're usually pretty appropriate.
Yeah, you don't get NRBs anymore. The older you get, you rarely get
once you become an old dog, dude, you got to fucking, you got to shake this old dog to wake him up, dude.
Yeah.
He's not just jumping around like he used to.
Nope.
Well, you're taking boner pills.
I only took it once. Well, twice.
Two chews?
Two blue chews.
Nice.
Fucking awesome. I'll give you one.
I have no need for it.
Gerben gets hard as fuck, dude.
Yeah.
It's not about
not getting hard. It's about getting harder, dude.
Okay.
It's the same reason you're jacked and drinking muscle milk still. You can only get more jacked.
Okay.
Sure. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Damn, Gerben's fucking mogging you, dude. Gerben's getting hard as fuck. Gerben gets hard as fuck, dude.
What's mog? What's mog?
Mog's when you like to stand over someone and physically intimidate them.
Dude, you think I'm intimidated by Gerbies right now?
By the his fucking this thing's probably like katana steel, dude. He's probably like a folded over samurai sword, dude.
My penis.
Gerben gets hard as a fucking nail.
How hard were you when that cat kissed you seductively?
I wasn't gauging hardness degree. It was did you jerk just like, off oh my the cat god, left? No, of course not.
You promise?
100% promise. I'm looking at you right in the eyes, telling you I did not masturbate.
When, like, how long transpired before you did masturbate after that?
I don't know.
How often do you masturbate?
Frequently.
How frequent? How often is that sink getting filled up?
Dude? I'd say.
Dude, how often do you need to go buy
for that
Drano?
Plumber, dude.
Oh. 6 out of 7 days a week.
All right, that's fair.
So yeah. That was your Sabbath. You declared Sabbath when the cat gave you a boner. You're like, let me rest.
Well, it's very plausible that I had masturbated earlier in the day.
True.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what was on your lip. Not the toothpaste. Maybe some of that clear salmon. You couldn't see it. All right. Gerbies, this has been a dirty episode. Normally, Gerbies isn't that. You're very, very honest, though. I appreciate that.
Oh, I love Gerbies.
Gerbies comes on just full on.
I think that but that story to me is not nearly as bad as the one I told last time.
Jesus,
the one you told last time is haunting.
Like, yeah, that was so funny.
You got fucking catfished into sending a fucking porn to somebody.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah, that was brutal.
Yeah, it's tough stuff.
I watched this video last night. This guy confronting a fat lady who catfished him.
Yeah,
it's pretty mean. She was like a fat, pretty clearly retarded lady.
Mm. And she catfished him.
And she catfished him, and he was in her apartment, like, filming her. And he was like, you're fucking ugly.
Damn,
you fucking
dude.
Tricked me. Yeah. And she's like, I didn't trick you. It's just clearly a very lonely lady.
Yeah.
I mean, what she did was wrong, but you gotta be able to be like, dude, all right, I forgive you.
If some lady like that went through that much trouble to, like, somehow
you ever
speak me into
do you
existence. Yeah, dude, I'd fucking break her off. I'd be like, look, like, you gotta stop fucking blowing me up and... Thanks for those sick beat sessions I had, pretending you were a hot chick. You did a good job putting off the illusion, but like, we'll fuck. And then, you know.
You wouldn't fuck this lady.
I might.
You might take head, though.
I mean, that's a given.
Get head.
I'm going to close my eyes and take head, dude. No Kirby's, problem.
Did you get head that night?
Like, very, very briefly.
Just some courtesy head?
Yeah.
Some lubing it up head.
Yeah.
Nice.
Because I was, yeah.
Nice. Were you sitting Indian style while you got it?
What? First of all, I can't sit Indian style.
You never sat Indian style and got hit?
No.
That's the best way to get hit.
Is that right? Never...
Oh, dude, I want to talk about our Uber driver, dude. Me and Spud got the inside track on how to get multiple wives in a Muslim household.
Nice.
Yo, this shit was fucking wild. Well, the guy we're talking Tinder. I'm talking Tinder with Spud. I'm like, yo, bro, you keep sending the message. My whole thing was like,
is it on?
Pay for unlimited. Pay for unlimited. Swipe as many times as you can.
Spud, you're a handsome dude.
That's what I'm saying.
Tell the days.
That's what I'm saying. You got to follow up. That's what I'm saying. You got to follow up on
it. Get that leg fixed. Get you out there. We'll get you out there.
Turn that Frankenstein into Frankenfine, baby.
We're talking Tinder. And, dude, this guy, Tinder. All of a sudden, we see a big unibrow rise in the rearview mirror. It's the driver. He's got a big Count Chocula brow.
He's got that Muslim brow.
He was Muslim, bro.
Yeah, dude. He fucking pops that brow up, and he was like, you got to be ruthless out there, bro. He starts talking. He was like, yo, you ever fuck with older women, bro? He's like, when you're with an older woman, you just feel their pleasure more.
Spade just in the back, yeah, all the time. Yeah, I fuck old and young.
Dude, it was so
funny. You name it, pretty much.
And he's driving, he's like, you guys know what I'm saying? Like, you just feel their pleasure.
All right, dude, I guess. Yeah, I don't know.
He's like, yo, we go down to AC. Oh, man, they're just so nice. They're rich. You get, oh, man, you get what, you just, look, I'm going to make you feel good. Just take care of me.
Holy shit. So this guy's going, oh, we have known this guy
from Adam.
You guys
got him hard.
Dude.
You got him hard as fuck.
We were in the car for about 3 minutes.
Dude, this guy, he jumps right into it. We're like, what the fuck? And, like, you know, we're telling him where we're going to paint. And he's like, oh, man, I went to high school there, blah, blah, blah. And then he starts talking about how the fuck, oh, out of nowhere, he was just like, yeah, I'm married, by the way. And we're like, just talking about dogging 50-year-olds in Atlantic City. He was like,
no, I said, I said, we were at State Road in Lansdowne, and I was like, most of the girls that like me on the internet are moms.
Yeah.
And then he was like, they really appreciate it. And he started talking about the how he could somehow marry his wife's cousin, but explain that.
Oh, God. Yeah. Well, we start talking about multiple. He brings up the thing of multiple. Oh, he was talking about his uncle.
His uncle. She's trying to find. Yeah. It's her uncle. She's trying to find.
Yep.
A girl for him, his first love.
So his wife's uncle is trying to reunite with his first love as his second wife, and they're 60 years old.
He's 60, but she's 55.
Yeah. I have to squat. What's going on?
Nothing.
What's up with the sidebar?
Got a text. Be quiet about it.
Okay.
Christ, talk about multiple wives.
Sorry to the listener. Sorry to the listener. So we're talking about multiple wives. You're right. So the guy, he's in the car telling us how his problem right now is his wife's uncle is trying to bone his first love. 60-year-old married
but
man.
He's already married. And I was like, how's he going to do that? And she's like, we're Muslim, so we can have more than one wife.
And that's when we're like,
up to four wives.
Sick.
Yeah, I worked with a guy who had three wives, Amir, and he was literally on the phone.
Oh my god, can you imagine?
He's like an Amazon control center
Jack
guy.
Hammering. He was, dude. That's why Muslims are so good. That's why Indians and Muslims are so good at phone centers.
Dude, also
all they're dealing with so many wives. Also, like, hold on 1 second, I'll take your call. I have to speak to the management now. And you speak to a different wife, just be like, I will put the dishes away when I get home as soon as possible. Hold on one moment.
Yes,
please.
I'm very sorry about that.
Hold on 1 second, I have to put you. Yes, I did not forget to vacuum the steps as well. The steps are very difficult. 1 second, hold on.
It will be extra.
I know the steps are your least favorite.
Yes, we are very sorry for any inconvenience that may have caused. Dude. So then he's telling us this. We're like, what the fuck? This dude's 60? He's like, that's what I told her. It's forbidden because you need to get your wife's consent in order to get a second wife.
And
so you got to scream this to your wife. Now we're getting the meat. Check this out. So he was like,
I don't think it's hard to get Muslim women's consent as a Muslim man that you're married to.
He's trying to paint the picture like it's even Steven, even though I was dying to be like, well, can your wife have an extra husband? But I didn't want to rock this dude's world.
He would crash the car immediately.
Yeah. he would,